Weather conditions across the Midwest will stay mostly ideal over the next 2 weeks. We will see a good mix of rain and sunshine occurring across the majority of the region. For the most part, we're going to find relief to the areas that have been driest for the longest period of time, which includes northeastern Iowa, southwestern Wisconsin, southern Minnesota, and northwestern portions of Illinois. These areas are likely to see some significant rain coming in three different waves over the next full week to 10 days. The first disturbance is expected to occur this coming weekend, and we'll look for a follow-up system occurring early next week and one more in the second weekend of the two-week outlook. Overall, there should be enough precipitation in these areas to favor a boost in soil moisture. Rain totals over the 7 days ending at this time next week will run anywhere from 3/4 of an inch to 1 3/4 inches across these drier areas. Additional rain will be possible. Now, for the rest of the Midwest, a good mix of rain and sunshine will occur. Portions of central Michigan and Kentucky will probably not see very much rain, but all other areas will see at least 1/4 to 3/4 of an inch, and from northern and central Illinois to northern Ohio, we may see 7-day totals running from 3/4 of an inch to 1 3/4 inches there as well. Our temperatures have returned to a more normal range. We're expecting to see daily highs running mostly in the 80s over the next 7 days, with a few lower 90s possible in the southwestern Corn Belt. We'll also expect to see the low temperatures at night to run mostly in the 50s and 60s for a little while, but eventually 60s will become more the rule with a few lower 70s. And in general, we're expecting to see not only the Midwest benefit from this weather pattern, but a big part of the Delta and the southeastern states will see good conditions as well. Only the southern U.S. plains will see a net drying bias. We'll likely see the northern and central plains seeing a good mix of rain and sunshine, and the same will be true for parts of the Canadian prairies. Some of the most interesting weather that's going to be occurring around the world right now includes a big rain event for portions of Australia's key winter wheat and barley producing areas, as well as some of their canola country. A significant rain event will get underway here tomorrow and continuing into Saturday, bringing significant relief to an area that was expected to suffer from drought because of El Nino. But the El Nino event has been so weak that it's actually allowing this rain event to take place, and that's going to be a big boon to Australia crop weather. And you've probably heard about too much rain falling in parts of Europe recently. That is going to draw to a close by Saturday of this week with improving weather thereafter. Well, back here at home, we still expect to see a good environment for weather across the majority of the Midwest, and this will be true again for the next 10 days. The longer range outlook doesn't seem to suggest any significant ridges of high pressure building up across the region anytime soon, and we'll likely see a continuation of well-timed rainfall and seasonable temperatures still supporting a very good crop across the majority of the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.